There were giants roaming the panhandle of Oklahoma. That's what we can decipher from the clues they left behind. Journey to the westernmost reaches of the state, and you can track those giants as well. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
As Jody Risley explains, one of the biggest finds in the Oklahoma Panhandle came quite by accident.
Here they were building a bridge in the 30s, going to Kenton, and discovered bones. And so they had to shut down doing the bridge to be able to excavate the dinosaur bones.
Turns out there were lots of dinosaurs here. Some intact skeletons were taken to the museum at the University of Oklahoma. There's even a very rare find out here.
People will find dinosaur bones, vertebrae, legs, different things like that. There's also been some nests of dinosaurs' eggs found.
If you come to Cimarron County, you probably won't find any dino bones or eggs, but you can see their tracks in a couple of places.
One of them is a meat eater. He was gradually just slowly walking across the creek bed. There are 16 tracks that you can see very visibly. And as he walked, he kind of squished the mud out on each side. He was three-toed.
I drove to the westernmost part of the Oklahoma Panhandle to see those tracks. Some were huge animals, and they also left something else behind you can see here in the local museum.
They would be 17 to 25 feet tall and stuff. They were huge, and then they had bird size also. And we also have a lot of coprolite. If you don't know what coprolite is, it's fossilized dinosaur poo, and it really is what it is.
There's quite a bit to see here when it comes to dinosaurs.
We have an Apatosaurus. And then we have a Ceratophaganax. The Apatosaurus is built to scale out front. He's steel.
Those are replicas, as the real bones were sent to the Sam Noble Museum. But still impressive items to see in Oklahoma's westernmost county. Traveling the countryside, in Boise City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.